Gemara piece from Avodas Avoda from the Tosh Rebbe Zatzal from Parshas Toldos. So the style of the pieces are where the Rebbe will begin by asking several questions on the Parsha. We'll then give one Yisod that basically answers up all of the questions and then takes out a Moser Haskel, something tangible that we need to work on in our Avodas Hashem. So he begins by quoting the first Pasuk in the Parsha. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holy to see Yitzchak. Right? Ve'ela told us Yitzchak is the offspring of Yitzchak. So Rashi says, Yaakov Esav ha'amurim v'parasha. So whenever you have the word Ve'ela, it always comes to be Mosif, to add on the Rishonim. So what came before him? So he's asking, what's being added on? That's the first question. And then, a few psukim later, it says, so that the children were crushing inside her. He says, what's this all about? And she went to go ask of Hashem. So they tell her that you're pregnant. You're going to have twins. So she didn't know because one child's rushing to go to the Beis Medrash and one child's rushing to go out to Avodah Zarah. So he asked the second question, how is it a consolation? By the way, you're having an Esav Harasha who's inside of you, so somehow that's what she wanted to hear, that gives her some sort of a comfort. How does that help her, that her pregnancy, she's having twins, and one of them's going to be an Esav? And his final and third question the Rebbe asks is, later on we see a lot about the arguing of the Bechorah, and this when they're actually born with Yaakov and Esav, and then later on when the rights of the Bechorah are sold from Esav to Yaakov. So what's that all about, this stress about arguing who really is the Bechorah? So with those questions in mind, he begins by quoting Yesod from the Ramban. Ramban al HaTorah really is in this week's Parsha, but it first appears in Lech Lecha, that Maisa Avos Simon Labonim, that what was going to happen to the Avos, their actions paved the way, so to speak, for what would happen in the future for the Klal Yisrael. For example, Avram goes down to Mitzrayim and he leaves with Rechush Gadol. So then in the future, the Klal Yisrael will also go down to Mitzrayim and they'll leave with Rechush Gadol. But he says that it's not just a sign of what's going to happen, but it's more than that. It's that the Avos paved the way. If Avram was able to go down and to remain strong, and Sarah was able to remain pure, so Zotah gave a koach to the Bonim to be able to do that as well. So all the future events that the Avos are doing, they're doing it with us in mind. You and me and all the generations of Jews throughout history, they were able to withstand our trials because Avram did it as well. So he looks at the actual brachos of what's being given over. You know, we find by Esau, we see these things. It says later on, va'ala charbacha tichya, right? You're going to live by your sword. So by Yaakov, v'yavducha amim v'yishtachavu l'cha l'umim hevi gevir l'achecha v'yishtachavu l'cha b'nei imecha, that everyone's going to be bowing down to you. So we see that these brachos that we're giving now in this week's parsha really are what's going to be future events, as the Noam Elimelech brings in this week's parsha. He says it says milvad harav harishon, besides from that original famine. So what's extra? Why do you have to tell me there was a famine besides the original one? No, because the original famine was already fixed by Avram. The original Rav back in Lech Lecha, when Avram had to go down to Mitzrayim, so when he went down there, he was Mesakin, he fixed it. So no, that's what the Chumash comes and tells Milvah, this is an additional one. Because Avram Avinu already fixed that. He made it easier for us to survive through our Golus. And that's really the tachlis of why we're in this world. We have free choice, Bechira Chofshes. We have a Yetzer Tov, a Yetzer Hara. And our task is to attach ourselves to the Tov, and to distance ourselves from the Ra that's in this world. And he explains that everything in this world has three facets. It's in a carbon copy of what's called Oshin, Ayin Shin Nun, which stands for Olam, which means in space, Shana, which means in time, and Nefesh, which is inside of a person's Neshama. And the idea is to separate both within our Neshama, the Tov from the Ra, and to separate within the world the Tov from the Ra. And he quotes, that's the famous Medrash, that in Mitzrayim we were Mitzuyonim. We didn't change, we separated ourselves. We didn't change our shame, we didn't change our Lashon, we didn't change our Malbush. That we showed that we're different than they are. In a physical way, we remained a distinct and identifiable people, even in while we were in Mitzrayim, Erev HaSaaretz. I once heard, the Rebbe does not say this, but Rav Shechter, Herschel Shechter, Shlita, explained in these three things, the Kiddusha of these things, you always find restrictions. When you find Kiddusha of Makom, Kiddusha in holiness, of a space, a shul, a base of Knesset, that implies there's restrictions, there's things you can't do there. When it talks about a holiness in Zman, whether it's a Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, it's a Chol HaMoed, so there are restrictions as well. So too by Nefesh, you have Neshamas, a Kohen, there's certain restrictions to who a Kohen is allowed to marry. So everywhere you find Kiddush, you find restrictions, you find separations. So that works very well with what the Rebbe is saying here, that the idea of Kiddusha and our Bechira is to make a separation and make a split between them. With that in mind, he explains that's exactly what Rivka was so worried about. Because at the end of last week's parsha in Chayesara, so there was the bracha that they gave to Rivka before she left to go with Eliezer. So Rashi quotes, what's the bracha? They wanted Shenemar Avraham Bahar HaMariah Bahar Ba'arba Ezaracha. I will make great your children. That it's coming from you, Rivka. That she realized that she is controlling and determining the destiny, the future of the Klal Yisrael. That's why she was so particular about what's going on. So that's why it's a simcha for her. That's why she was comforted to hear that, no, it's not one child who has both Tov and Ra within him. She has one child who's Kulo Tov, Yaakov. She has a separate, distinct child who's Kulo Ra. That's Esav. So it wasn't Nechama, because there is a separation that's happening. There's one who's going for Avodah Zarah, and there's one who's going for Talmud Torah. So that's what it was, that she heard that, and she's even more than that, when she hears that there's going to be they're going to fight each other, so that even gave her more simcha, because when there's an opposition to something, it makes it even stronger. When you have something you have to overcome, that makes you even greater. Pasuk says back in Bereishis, Vehine Tov Ma'od, right? Tov, that's the Yetzer Tov. Tov Ma'od is the Yetzer Hara. It's that Kenegdo. So when you have something that is against you, it makes you become even stronger and even greater. So when Rivka hears that there's going to be an Esav who's going to go against Yaakov, that was even a greater simcha, because she realized that Yaakov is going to achieve even greater Madregos. And that's why, explains the Tosh Rebbe, why they're arguing about the Bechorah. The Bechor has a certain koch. He has a shlita. He rules over everything that comes after him. And we know, as Rashi points out, that really, technically speaking, even though Esav came out first, he went in last. Lamashal, you have a canister that holds tennis balls. So you put one ball in, you number it number one. You put a second ball on top of it, you number it number two. But when it comes to time to invert the can, so ball number two comes out first. That's Esav. Esav came out, but he wasn't really. That's just in Chitzonius. But Panemius, the Bechor, is Yaakov. And that's why Yaakov is so stark against Esav in this week's Parsha, to show that not even in Chitzonius there can be a Hava Mina that he's the Bechor. That you can't have anything that would make it look to the outside world. Because there's Panemius, yes, Yaakov's the Bechor. But in Chitzonius, Esav will come and say, look, I'm special. He quotes like the pig that has the chutzpah to raise its hooves towards Shemayim and say, Re'u she'ani tohor. Look at the chitzonius, look at me, I'm a kosher animal. And the pig, which is Esav, which is Edom, which is the decadence of Western culture and of civilization and all the movies in Hollywood, it's so glamorous. They want to show to the whole world, follow this type of alternative lifestyle. Re'u she'ani tohor. And Yitzavoda is to look at that and say, no, that's a pig. We have to be able to separate between Kedusha, between Tumah, and between Tara. We have to be able to say, this is Yaakov's Avoda, and this is what Esav represents. So from the very beginning, Yaakov is trying to take away the Bechor from him, to weaken that Koach of Esav for all generations, to separate the Ra, both to separate the Ra within the Olam, within the general world, and inside of one's nefesh as well. And he explains, that's why in the beginning of it says that this parsha, he explains, the Rebbe says, that's what it means, that it's a play on words. Instead of ha-parsha, it's ha-frosha. That's what this parsha is beginning with. Yaakov and Esav, it's an inyan of ha-frosha, of separating them. And that's what the vav, ve'ilitz, to be moisif, we're supposed to add on to what the Rishonim did. Just like the avos, just like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were separating the ra, so too that's our avodah in this world as well. And that's a big musaf for us. That our task, we're in this world, is to separate ourselves from the Ra. B'chukosehem lo seilechu. So there be quotes, Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Kufayin Ches, Shalubo Shmavushe Oibde Kochavim. Not to dress like an idol worshipper. says the Mechaber, Ein holchim mechukas hovdei kochavim. V'lo lilbush malbush hamiyuchal lehem. Not to wear clothing like them. The importance of dressing differently, of speaking differently, of showing this is the Jewish way of doing things. The Tosha Rebbe Zatzal had a minute that he used to give out fleishigs by Shalashus. The reason behind this, it was explained to me, was so that you'd be fleishig and you won't go out to the pizza shops, because that's what they do. That's what the world does. The world goes to pizza, Motzei Shabbos, to make a separation from that. To make a break, there's no isser in it per se, you're allowed to have a slice of pizza. But if the whole world is doing something to make a hevish, to do something different, because this is the Jewish, it's something different to show that we're different than they are. Parsha Shoftim, there was a matzeva. In the times of the Avos, a matzeva was beloved. This is a wonderful thing. But once the goyim who were Ovdei Avodah Zar came to it, it became hated by Hashem. He hates that. And one looks, the Talmidim Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they have special, unique begadim. To dress the way a Jew dresses. And it's more than that. That a person should be identified not only by the external way that they dress, but how they speak. A Jew talks differently. The people in the office, they look, the Jew isn't just one of the guys. He's different. He doesn't participate in those types of conversations. He carries himself differently. And that's the ikar. How do we get onto this? Through Limud HaTorah. The way, the eitz that we have to separate the ra is only through Limud HaTorah. Ein tov el haTorah, as Gemara says. And he writes that the remez in this week's parsha of the chefiras habeeros, of the digging of the wells, the be'er, ein mayim el haTorah, that it represents the water. But the plishtim come, they want to cover it up. That's the klipa, that's the husks, the shell, the coverings. They try to stop the be'er mayim chaim, try to stop the Torah from reaching us. I mean, have to have it. But the Torah is never distilled. The Koach HaTorah, even post-Churban, is the same Torah we had back then. The Koach is there. Through the Torah, we connect Hashem. It's the ultimate connection. He brings from the Sefer HaTanya. In the beginning, the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Dalet and in Perek Hey, the wonderful unity that happens when a Jew learns Torah. We can't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts are, except as He revealed His Ratzon through the Torah. So when a Jew learns Blat Gemara, Pasuk and Chumash, when it learns Hashem's Torah, we connect Hashem with a yichud that's beyond anything that could possibly be imagined. And then he continues and says, he calls to the Bachrim to be mechazik themselves, the special time in their lives when they're out, the pressures of married life, pressures of finding a parnasa, they can use the Torah. The Torah will be magin, will protect. The Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Oznayim, Shmiras Abris, Shmiras Aloshin. And now it's about a month into the first Zman. So he calls out to the Bachrim, to all of us really, what have we accomplished? Where's our Hasmada during this last month? How much Yegiyah did we have? How much Mesiris Nefesh did we have for our Talmud Torah over the last month? And now as we're coming in, Mirat Hashem, the Shabbos is this week is Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So that's the time of the Or HaGanus, and it's the light of Torah. That's what the Or HaGanus is, but to really attach ourselves to the Torah in the sense that we should understand when we're listening to a shir, when we're learning b'chavrusa, do we understand what the kasha is? Can we say over the kasha what exactly was bothering Tosfos? And when we hear the teretz and we finally get through it, do we understand how that teretz came and answered up the kasha? Could we say it over? Person, Baruch Hashem, is koveya itim and learns a daf yomi in the morning. Does he chazer the daf by the lunch? Is he able to repeat over the shakla v'tara from that day's daf? Could he give it over to somebody else to explain what he learned? So we have to daven for hatzlach in our learning. That's the only way it happens. With siyata d'shmaya, to remember we learn. There's so much to remember day after day after day of learning. It's so much. We have to daven to Hashem in the year of Shemaya, and we have to daven for. He says, that's pshat now, and why Jews witch each other a l'chaim. Chaim amitim, a true chaim, true chias, chaim sheish behem avas Torah v'yira shemayim. You know, phrases that we're so familiar with saying over and over again. Good Shabbos, good Tvach, good Yor. What does that mean when a Yid wishes you, have a good Tvach, have a good week? At that point in time, a person should be makabal on himself, I want to learn Torah with Hasmada during this week. Because if I prepare during the 6 days, then I'll really have a good Shabbos. But if I don't, and I just fill my time with Mabakach, and I'm not really Osek in Torah, so I don't have a Tov with me, I won't have a good Shabbos. Ain't Tov in the Torah. If I didn't put the Torah into my weekdays, I won't be able to express that Tov in the Torah. A good Vach, a good Yor. A person should be makabal on themselves that are going to be learned with the Yegiyah and with Mesiris Nefesh. He ends off with a piece from the Mori Naim, where he writes that understanding a piece of Torah could be mamtik dinim. It could sweeten harsh judgments. So in the zechus of our limud haTorah, we should be zoiched that all the harsh judgments that are in the world should become sweetened. There's a ma'aseh with the Pnei Yeshua, the Rebbe quotes, where there was a shchiv mirah, a man was on his deathbed, and the Pnei Yeshua says, I said a chiddush today, I came up with a chiddush. If this chiddush was motzeh chein in Shemayim, I give over that chiddush, it should serve as a refuah shlema. And the man got better. The koch of Torah to protect Klal Yisrael, to bring Yeshuos, Gashmias, and Ruchnias in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, we should think about the Rebbe's words and be mechazik ourselves in our Hasmada HaTorah, in our Limud HaTorah, and reminding ourselves that the tachlis of coming this world is to make a pirud, to make a separation between the Tov and the Ra.